Like confining, no star so brightly shining as he, our morning star. O time of God appointed, O bright and holy morn,
he comes anointed, the Christ of Virgin born. Bring to
wish for us to go heaven before us and bring us life again. Awaken, Lord, our spirit to know and love you more, in faith to stand unshaken, in spirit to adore, that we through this world moving each glimpse of heaven proving may reap its fullness there. O Father, here before you, with God the Holy Ghost, and Jesus, we adore you, O pride of angel hosts. Before you mortals lowly cry, holy, 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 O blessed Trinity.
Page 136, Divine Service 1, and the introit's in your bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord. Your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy. You only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, as you revealed to the Apostle St. Peter the blessed truth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, strengthen us in that same faith in our Savior that we too may joyfully confess that there is salvation in no one else through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The first reading for the Confession of St. Peter is from the second chapter of Acts. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. This is the word of the Lord. The gradual.
Let them also exalt him also in the assembly of the people, and praise him in the company of the elders. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
The epistle is from the first chapter of 1 Peter. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. The Alleluia verse.
Alleluia, Alleluia. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you.
When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise
Praise to you, O Christ. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. The hymn is 291. Built on the rock, the church shall stand, even when steeples are falling, crumbled have spires in every land, bells still are chiming and calling, calling the young and old to rest, calling the souls of those distressed, longing for life everlasting. Now in our temples made with hands, God thy Almighty is dwelling. High in the heavens his temple stands, all earthly temples excelling. Yet he who dwells in heaven above deigns to abide with us in love, making our bodies his temple. We are God's house of living stones, built for his own habitation. He fills our hearts his humble throne, granting us life and salvation. Where two or three to seek his face, he in the midst would show his grace, blessings upon them bestowing. Yet in this house an earthly frame, Jesus the children is blessing. Hither we come to praise his name, faith in our Savior confessing. Jesus to us his Spirit sent, making with us his covenant, granting his children the kingdom. Through all the passing years, O Lord, grant that when church bells are ringing, many may come to hear God's word, where he this promise is bringing. I know my own know me. You not the world my face shall see. My peace I leave with you. Amen. Our sermon text is from Acts 2, verses 27 and 28. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Peter says that this man, Jesus, was he whom you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. End quote. Number one, the Sanhedrin used the hands, the lawless hands of the Roman government, and the actions of the traitor Judas to have Jesus arrested. And in accordance with this injustice, Jesus was then crucified and put to death. Two, lest they think that their actions could not have been prevented by the Heavenly Father, Saint Peter makes it clear that it was all done by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God. In other words, the Father would use this travesty of justice in order that his Son might atone for the sins of the whole world. Three, God raised up this put-to-death Jesus. And then comes this unusual phrase saying, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. We call it a mixed metaphor when two sets of images are combined, two sets which don't necessarily go together. So first, there is these pangs. It's a word that is of birth pangs. When a pregnant woman is ready to give birth, we may say that she is in labor, travail, or has birth pangs. In modern scientific fashion, we know that this labor or birth pangs is actually widening the opening for the baby to be delivered. But even before modern medical investigation, men knew that birth pangs were the beginning of the end. The end, which would be a birth. The birth puts an end to the birth pangs. The second imagery includes both a death and a resurrection. The idea is that when Christ died, death was taken with birth pangs. In other words, Christ's death was the beginning of the end for the personified death. After Christ had endured the suffering and the death, God put an end to death by raising Christ up. So as the text says, thus loosing the pangs, the birth pains, and ending their strain. Now, it was painful for the devil to see his defeat through Christ's resurrection. A woman cannot stop the birth pangs any more than she can stop the birth. Well, the devil had sought to bring an end to the Christ, and it was through the suffering and death of Jesus Christ that of necessity came a resurrection, and the devil couldn't stop it. Just as labor indicates the end of a woman's suffering, and thus will produce the joy of a new child into this world, so the death of Jesus was the end of death's reign, and it brought then a resurrection and a new life for all believers. And so you can see this similarity, though normally birth pangs and death and resurrection are two images which don't go together. Now in Acts 2, the first reading for today, the scriptures also go on to speak of something impossible. Peter says, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. The fact is plain, death could not keep its hold on Jesus. That's impossible. He couldn't do it. So why is that? Well, it is true that the Roman court's injustice was already infallibly foreknown by God the Father, but well, that foreknowledge didn't cause it to happen. And yes, it was the determined purpose of the Father to have Jesus undergo this suffering and death for us. And of course, God's will must be done. But I'm thinking of something else. This impossible situation of Jesus being held by death was, from our human perspective, impossible because God foretold it in the Holy Scriptures. And God always keeps His promises. So as Peter is talking about this impossible situation, he goes immediately to the Holy Scriptures of the Old Testament, King David in Psalm 16, verse 8 through 11, where it spoke of Christ's resurrection. It had to happen. Verse 25, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Everywhere King David looked, he saw the Lord Jesus foretold by the prophetic writings. Yes, he's everywhere there. Or, as Jesus himself said after his resurrection, Luke 24, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Go check out the word. It's all about Jesus. Despite many afflictions, Jesus' presence, as was revealed to David, kept him from his faith being shaken. Verse 26, therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. King David saw that Christ would accomplish, and thus he praised God with an exceeding joy. Furthermore, even though there would be a physical death, a separation of the soul and body, David knew that his soul would be with Christ. More than that, he knew that his body, which would be buried, would rest in hope. That's what he said. Would rest in the hope of a resurrection from the dead. King David believed in the resurrection. Verse 27, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Well, that first phrase means that David and the Christ would not be left in the grave of Hades, would not be left in the grave. Furthermore, we find that Jesus' body, the body of the Holy One, would not even see corruption. Though Jesus' body was placed in the grave, it did not decompose. And already at the completion of his death, you can see that the power of death was overcome. David is greatly comforted. Death could not keep its hold on him. Jesus passed through the pangs of death until it gave birth to a resurrection. And David therefore knows that death has lost its sting, its pangs. Finally, verse 28, You have made known to me the ways of life, and you make me full of joy in your presence. David trusted in the promise from the Heavenly Father. He considered this announcement of the suffering and the birth pangs of death and the new birth of the resurrection to be announcement of the ways of life. He said, you teach me the ways of life. David knew that faith and the promise of salvation, that his soul would be full of joy in God's presence, his body would rest in hope of the resurrection. Yes, this gospel announcement was none other than the ways of life. And so these recorded words in Acts chapter 2, they're the first apostolic preaching of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yes, what God had foretold to David must come to pass. It was impossible for it not to happen or for it to occur in any other way. St. Peter says that, well, it was Jesus whom God raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. This promise and consolation is for us as well. When Jesus loosed the pangs of death, it is now impossible that death should keep its hold upon us. We who believe in Jesus Christ have been united with him in his death, and we also will be united with him in his resurrection. In today's epistle, the second reading, which is also the first letter of St. Peter, he's still preaching the gospel message about the impossibility of death and about how it cannot have its hold upon believers in Jesus Christ. St. Peter says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. It does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are being kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day." So on this day of the confession of St. Peter, we hear in the Holy Gospel St. Peter say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." In the other readings, what do we learn? We learn that this is none other than the way of life, which had been taught to Peter. The way of life is faith in Jesus, the one who defeated the pangs of death and given us the comfort and the assurance that though our body will be placed in the grave, it will rest in hope and we will receive life everlasting, communion with our God. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. We stand. The offertory is on page 143. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free Spirit. Amen. We give these thanks, O Lord Almighty, that you did raise up from the dead our Redeemer Jesus Christ, that you showed him openly unto witnesses chosen by you, who received grace and apostleship, the ministry to testify of this gospel of your grace unto the obedience of faith among all the nations for Christ's sake. We pray you of your great mercy to keep us in that pure apostolic doctrine of the Holy Gospel, that we might confess that Jesus Christ is that rock, that this preaching of the word would be accompanied with the working of your Holy Spirit. We ask that we may be built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Help us to remember those who have spoken unto us the word of God, to follow their faith. Raise up at all time faithful witnesses of the truth. Endue them with power from on high, that they may fearlessly confess thee before men and turn many hearts to you. Rule your people with your rod, the flock of your heritage with the staff of the good shepherd, that being kept by the grace and power, we may at last obtain the end of our faith, the salvation of our souls, a resurrected body, and with all the saints praise and glorify you, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is good and right so to do. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, because you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, which the blessed apostles and evangelists instructed in your divine and saving truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Amen. We beseech thee, O Lord, that through faith in Peter's confession of Christ, we might receive pardon and offer you acceptable sacrificial prayers of thanksgiving. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I will receive the bread of heaven, call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserved my body and soul into life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Come. Page 152, we stand for the offertory. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good,
and his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. May your sacrament fill us with joy, O Lord, that we may receive the fullness of thy pardon through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.